This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Is a church really a church without a steeple? And if a court says you can have the church but you can't have the steeple, what in God's name do you do next? This year marks the 10th anniversary of the controversy surrounding the building of a Mormon temple in Belmont, Massachusetts, the former hometown of presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Some of the church's neighbors didn't want the church, even though churches can build in areas zoned for single-family residences. The planning board gave the go-ahead for the temple, including an 83-foot steeple. But the neighbors sued, and a court stopped the steeple, finding a steeple is not inherently related to religion. The Mormons appealed to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, a court steeped in steeple tradition. That court ruled that steeples express the elevation towards the infinite, and it is not permissible for a court to determine what is or is not part of religious doctrine. The moral to this story, when you try to stop a steeple, appeal of church bells will be the likely result. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.